Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study in Psalm 12, verse 8. This is part of our verse-by-verse study of the Psalms as we finish Psalm 12 in this study. And you can find the entire playlist of our Psalm studies at BBFOhio.com. And these studies will also be heard on our 24/7 internet radio station at BBFOhioRadio.com. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com, or you can send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin our study in Psalm 12, verse 8. This is part 1 of 2.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. We thank you for the building and the heat, the warm or hot coffee and tea. Every bit of it, Lord, is a blessing. We thank you for it. And just ask, Lord, you help us to focus as we study. Help us to read and understand. Help me to teach. And Lord, we just thank you to have this knowledge to help us navigate our way through this world we live in. Such a blessing. We never want to forget to thank you for the book. And all these things we do thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to get right into the current events update. It's going to tie right into our study. I put this on our church Facebook page. Mom says 6-year-old son is transgender. The dad disagrees. Now he might lose custody of the son. 6 years old. I made the comment that Christians remaining silent as this goes on are a disgrace. We expect the unsaved world to be wicked, but when Christians are cowards, then the wicked win. And there's a lot of Christians involved in that story who should be speaking out, and they're not. And if it ever, I'd say this every once in a while to remind you. If you're ever in trouble over any of these issues of your faith, you can count on me to stand there with you. I have been through things like this myself, and the cowards show their colors when things get rough. When people start calling you a nut or a fanatic or a hater because you stand with the Bible. But I'm telling you, I will stand with you. If you are facing an issue and you're afraid you're going to stand alone, first of all, you're going to stand with the Lord. But I'll guarantee you in this church, there'll be more than just your pastor standing with you. I really believe that. If no one else, it would be my wife. But the story goes that a Texas father is fighting for his son in court after pushing back on his ex-wife's claim that their 6-year-old is a transgender girl. According to court documents, the young boy, he's a boy, he's a male, only dresses as a girl when he's with his mother, who has enrolled him in first grade as a female, renaming the little boy Luna. Marilyn online made a good point that that should be her name, and her middle name should be Tick. Yeah. Luna Tick. The father, however, contends that his son consistently chooses to wear boy clothes, violently refuses to wear girls' clothes at my home, and identifies as a boy when he is with him. In other words, this lunatic mother is trying to force her boy into Sodom. And it goes on saying the father has been legally barred from speaking to his child about sexuality and gender. I believe it's not, it hasn't gone up to the Supreme Court. I know that.
Is it like still in state courts?
Yeah,
it's
Yeah.
Where does this gender blender stuff kind of come from? Or why do people, you know, look up with that?
Well, the Romans chapter 1 explains it. You know, they call it a transition when they're transitioning from male to female, but the real transition is explained in Romans 1. And
but that's talking about, you know, guys and guys, women and women, you know, that type of thing.
Well, it goes into everything, including unnatural affection and all that. And all that's tied in together.
Some boy 6 years old, you know.
Well, that's his mother. That's the point of this, is it's his mother. It's not him. It's an adult who's sick in the head, abusing their child. And what's really the scary part is what I just said, though, that the courts are siding with the lunatic mother. Yeah, Charlie? Now,
the psychologist made some very valid points and backed it with, like, he documented it with, you know, multiple cases that have been.
Repeat why they're doing it.
It's children do this. They've documented children do this to seek approval from their either their parents or teachers or people they view as authority figures.
Yeah.
And this type of thing happens. It's not just with transgender crap.
Right.
It happens with all kinds of issues. But this, it's a lie to try and say that this is not just children seeking approval. That's all that is. That's all that is.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a six-year-old.
Now, and this is throughout our schools, it's throughout many churches, and it's going on every level. There is an assault on Christian morality. They're bigots. Zuckerberg is a bigot. The people who run Twitter are bigots. So this is what they did to me. Yesterday, I got a notice that my post that you just saw goes against their communist standards. Yeah, they call it community. They are communist standards. They're not community. The communists are atheists. They hate God. They hate the Bible. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate biblical morality. And they hate you, communists, or the Democrat Party, whichever you want to use. Because the Democrat Party has been taken over by communists who hate you, hate your Bible, hate your God, hate your Christ, and they hate your morality. Now, the Republican Party was almost taken over until this guy named Trump came along and ruined it.
Yeah.
And we'll see how long that lasts. And now, any of you who were around before Trump know that I talked all the time about how both parties were in the pit. And right now, the Republican Party has a remnant that just happens to include the president and the vice president. I'll come back to people like Paul Ryan, but those guys, they are antichrist.
Oh, yeah. Paul Ryan.
Well, I asked the question, my post was about Twitter. Twitter now bans people. If you are on Twitter and a man wants to be called a woman, and you refer to him with a male pronoun, Twitter will now ban you. I've told you for months, some of our leaders, Christian leaders, have been telling us for years, this is not about LGBTQ, it's not about rights, it is about power. It is about controlling you. It is about telling you what you will think and what you will say. And it's happening. And I asked the question, how far are you going to go along with this sodomite cult? How long before you realize that Sodom is the enemy of God and will not stop until the so-called LGBTQ movement controls you, your family, and your churches? That's when, and even then, the next step will be imprisonment and murder. They'll start killing people. And I told people online, if you still think I'm crazy for speaking up, that's fine. I think you're an idiot and a fool. Happy holidays. You can read Romans 1, 18 to 32, and that tells you this whole transition that you're seeing take place in our culture. But if you want to see where the whole thing ends up, go to Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. There's a great white throne, and all these people, if they don't repent, are going to be cast into a lake of fire. That's where it's all going to end up. So there's the story that I was talking about. Twitter bans misgendering, they call it. They also call it dead naming. Because if Fred wants to be called Lisa and you call him Fred, they say you're dead naming him. And they'll ban you. They don't care. Just like the Nazis didn't care if you accidentally helped out a Jew. If they found out you were assisting a Jew, they took you out and shot you in the head. And I'm telling you, that's where this is going to end. If it doesn't happen till after the rapture, then so be it. But at some point, those in this country who are called liberals, and that includes progressive liberals in the Republican Party as well as the Democrat, they are going to want to kill you. Now, this is what their list of hate speech. They said, this is their message to me and everyone they ban or threaten. We believe that hate speech creates an environment of intimidation and exclusion. Hate speech is not a real thing. It's a figment of the liberal imagination. That's another farmer's term for it. They say, we define hate speech as language that attacks people based on their, and then there's a list. That is, I'll agree, it can be mean, it can be unfriendly, it can be uncivil. But the phrase hate speech is a fictitious legal term made up as an excuse to get you fired and get you thrown in jail. And eventually to kill you. They say if you're attacking people, which is, words are not an attack, people. Words are not an attack. I'll pull out a knife and take it to you. That's attacking somebody. I grab a ball bat and take it to you. That's an attack. These snowflake libtards who cannot take words, they are the most dangerous people in your community right now. They want you locked up. They got teachers fired for simply counseling kids who are on the brink of suicide and telling them about Jesus. They had a football coach who on his own time after the game with a group of kids, all he did was bow his head and take part in a prayer. And he's fired. That's Nazi Germany. That's not America. But here's the hate speech is based on race. Ethnicity. Now listen to these. National origin. Religious affiliation. Sexual orientation. Sex, gender, or gender identity, and serious disabilities and disease. Now, some of those are legit categories. You were born with whatever skin color you have. You were born with whatever ethnicity you belong to. You were born in whatever nation you were born in. Religion is a choice. And if I want to say the Pope is the devil, I'm going to say the Pope is the devil. Amen. If I want to say the Roman Catholic Church is the most bloody institution in Western civilization, and the history and the facts prove that, I'm going to say it. That's not hate speech. That's truth. Yep. Sexual orientation. You were not born the way you are when you're out having sex with other men, or you're dressed like a woman and you're a man, or whatever. You weren't born to do that. You know what? It's sad, but it's a truth. It's a fact. Most of the homosexuals, as they call themselves, the sodomites, the Bible calls them, most of them were sexually abused as young children or young men. That's when they went so-called gay. It wasn't when they were born. It was when Father so-and-so, or the school gym teacher, or the neighbor, or the uncle, or some other homo That's what, do you ever think about it? We're not allowed to say what it is. It's a man abusing a little boy. It's fag sex with an adult and a child. And you're not allowed to say that. Even though it's a fact, you're not allowed to say it. Think of that. That's the country you live in today. You are not allowed to speak the truth. You used to call them pedophiles, and they're not homosexual. They are too. Almost every one of those guys have sex with old men and kids. Perverted sodomite sex. Facebook is anti-Christian. My Bible says that fag sex is wicked, and I am not going to stop saying that. I am not going to stop preaching that. Men with men, women with women is wicked. Ban me from Facebook and then go to hell. That is exactly where they are going. And if they don't repent, then go to hell. I care more about the people who are being deceived by Facebook and Zuckerberg than I do Facebook and Zuckerberg. I care more about the children whose minds are being abused by this movement in our culture today, thanks to the National Education Association. The NEA is the most wicked union in this country. I hear people, what, teachers? I didn't say teachers, I said the union. But most of the teachers are just as wicked and useless. There are some good teachers, but they're the exception. Because most of these teachers are going right along with this sodomite indoctrination in these schools. I did not even address the trans people in my comment or the LGBTQF crowd. What is that? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, faggot crowd. I didn't call their sin out to them. I was talking to Christians. I was asking Christians, how long are you going to go along with this monstrosity? Do we take serious that day when we are going to look Jesus Christ in the eyes and give an answer for our unwillingness to pay a little price for taking a stand? That's what bothers me about Christianity in America today. Even the people who claim to be Bible believers, they're not willing to pay a price. They're not willing to take a stand that costs them anything. Preachers who will not say the things I'm saying tonight, even though they've told me they agree with me. Well, they're not agreeing with me. I'm just preaching what the Bible says. But you know why? Because they think it's below them to pastor a little church with a small little crowd like we've got today. That's why they won't preach this. To have a crowd this size, they would shut down Wednesday nights. They wouldn't even bother to show up. That's why they won't preach it. They'll preach what will bring in more people, more butts in pews, and more money in the offering so they can drive a bigger car and golf. And all of that, along with the following song we're going to sing, segues into our study. Turn in your praise book over to page 42. Give them a minute to get there. It's a wicked, 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 wicked world that we live in, filled with wicked people raising wicked little kids, people marching in parades declaring pride and sin. Leaves me only wondering when the end begins, when the loving, just, and holy King of righteousness returns. Righteous will be taken and all the wicked burn. Justice will be meted and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. Second verse. There's a devil, 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 devil walking to and fro. His minions work against you no matter where you go. Satan is defeated, the fallen Lucifer.
His destiny's destruction and his judgment is assured. When the loving, just, and holy King of righteousness returns, the righteous will be taken and all the wicked burned. Justice will be meted and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. It's an evil, 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 evil time to be alive. Just before unleashing Revelation chapter 5, the vial, seals, and trumpets are ready to unfold. But it's a happy ending as the ending is foretold. When the loving, just, and holy King of righteousness returns, the righteous will be taken and all the wicked burned. Justice will be meted and the just receive reward at the end of this wicked, wicked world. At the end of this wicked, wicked world.
Amen. So we're going to close out Psalm 12. There in the last verse, looking at a stark reality. If you're there, verse 8, go ahead and read that verse with me. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. That's the last verse of this psalm. The wicked walk on every side. And we want to start by establishing this fact. Even by low standards, the number of professing Christians on planet Earth at this moment is under 1 billion. That's lowering the bar about as low as you can and still legitimately be talking about Christians. It's less than 1 billion. The Roman Catholic Church alone claims a membership of a billion. It's by some estimates, some people think that in some places there are more Catholics who are saved than others. In America, very few Roman Catholics make a profession. They're Catholic, but if you talk to them about the gospel, listen, folks, I don't care what church you go to, if you have not repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ in that gospel, how that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day as payment for your sin, then you're not saved. Amen. And I've talked to more Catholics than I can remember, and only a handful have professed to even believe that in any way, shape, or form. And most of them think, some of them are atheists. So they'll tell you I'm Catholic, but then when you talk to them about the gospel, they say, well, really, I'm an atheist. I'm a Catholic, member of the Catholic Church, but I'm an atheist. Others of them will say they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe that they're saved by faith. They believe that Jesus died basically to clean their slate so then now they can work their way to heaven, which is what all the cults believe. The Mormons teach that. The Jehovah's Witnesses teach that. The cults teach that. That's the false gospel. So, if you do grant that there is a percentage of Roman Catholics who are saved, and in some countries there's no other church. In the Philippines, there's areas where there's no other church. There's no Bible-believing churches. In Africa and in South America and Central America, there are places where you just find Catholic churches. In Mexico, just Catholic churches and no other church to belong to. And so people will go there, but they do believe the gospel. And I believe they could be saved. So even using that standard, there's about 7.5 billion people on the planet. And that means that close to 6.5 billion are wicked. Matthew 7:14, Jesus said this, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's a hard truth. Now, we do not believe what the Calvinists teach, that God purposely only chose a few, and then to hell with the rest. We But we do believe that God offers salvation to all. And just as you can open your eyes in Worthington, Ohio today, or go to Westerville, Ohio today, go anywhere in Central Ohio today, walk around trying to hand out a gospel tract. They are Christ-rejecting fools who will take it and throw it away, and even some of them will wad up and throw it back at you. Very few will even take it. And that's the reality. So that means that more than 6 out of 7 people on every side of you are openly and boldly wicked. There is nothing more wicked than to reject Jesus Christ. He took upon himself your sin, died and paid the full price for your sin. How wicked. Think of how wicked it would be just right now if... You may have heard the story that I don't know for sure if it's true or not, but I've heard this story, and some claim it actually happened, where a man was manning a drawbridge or a train, and his son had got out on the bridge, and he had to basically he was out not on the bridge, but on the walkway on the bridge, and he had to put the bridge down to save all the people on the train. And when the bridge came down, it crushed his son. As he went by, they say, he was weeping just beside himself. He had killed his son to save all those people that were on that train. And then when it stopped, a lot of people laughed and pointed like, what's wrong with him? And when they told some people about it, some of them act like it didn't even faze them. I mean, to me, that's just wickedness. And there are stories about people who have sacrificed their lives. Just think of these social justice snowflakes who enjoy the freedoms that we have in this country and spit on our soldiers. You talk about wicked. It's people give their lives. And that's what all these Christ rejectors are doing, especially the ones who, like I said, they know what they're doing. They are fully conscious. Some of these people can tell you the gospel better than most Christians. And yet they reject it. But I'm not saying to be happy about it, but you can be a good bit anyway relieved to know that God said that's what was going to happen. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3 it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, talking about the day of the Lord that's about to happen after the rapture, when God pours out his wrath, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And we are seeing the establishment of a false church right now. Most of the church buildings in Worthington, Ohio are filled by unsaved people. They claim to be Christians only in the sense of culture. They're not born again. And that's why you go down to the Methodist church down here during Christmas time, and they'll have the sodomites in a choir called Illuminati singing. You go to another church and you'll find a gay man in the pulpit. You go to another church and you'll find, and I'm not naming names because I know this is true, but I don't know for sure if they're still there. So I won't name the names of the churches. But in the churches in Worthington, you'll find a homosexual man. You'll find a lesbian woman pastoring in these fake churches. But all that is setting the stage for when the Antichrist comes. There will be a church, the Laodicean church, where Jesus is on the outside knocking to get in. That's the church that's left behind. And this